Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, we're indeed fortunate that tonight, inshallah, in our majlis, we have three young students who will be completing the hifz of the Quran and Majid. They come from the Madrasa Ibadur Rahman, which is run by Hafiz Amin Goga. And inshallah, in a week's time, he'll be Maulana Amin Goga, inshallah. If you look at all these boys' names, it's Muhammad so-and-so, Muhammad so-and-so, Muhammad so-and-so. May Allah Ta'ala make them like Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring in their lives the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we commence the program, inshallah, we will call upon a little youngster who is a regular musalli of this masjid, Ibrahim Karodia. Can you come forward, please? He's completed 6 paras and Hafiz Amin, inshallah. He will just recite a small qiraat, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home, as I mentioned, tonight is a very auspicious occasion, a very joyous occasion. Before we continue, please, a humble appeal is made. If you are not parked correctly, kindly park your car correctly and come. It becomes difficult to keep on disturbing the program. There's a car, number plate is 766253. 766253. Kindly remove your car. I think somebody wants to come out. In this dunya, we have seen, and we will continue seeing, many achievers, great achievers, in different aspects in this world, different aspects of life. People gain success. They make an effort and they are successful. We call them achievers, high achievers. They have performed very well. They have excelled. Person finishes his matric and he gets 7 A's, 8 A's, a person passes his board exam, person qualifies as a doctor, somebody has become very prosperous in his engineering field, whatever it may be. But there is no achievement like the achievement of a person who learns the Quran by heart. And he becomes a hafiz of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, in our country, alhamdulillah, it is only the blessings, the fadl, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in every street we have not just one hafiz, we have huffaz. In some homes the parents are hafiz, and the children also huffaz. So almost every second home you'll find there is a hafiz of the Quran. And for this we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more shukr we make, the more Allah will increase this ni'mat. When some wealth was brought from Iraq to Madinah Munawwara in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, and Sayyidina Umar began to count the camels that had come. And he said, alhamdulillah. So his attendant then began to say, oh, this is the mercy and the fadl of Allah. And indeed, it is the mercy and fadl of Allah. But Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala directed his attention to something else. And he said, no. The real fadl and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Holy Quran. And he mentioned this verse, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرُحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Better than anything of this world that a person can gather is the Holy Quran that a person commits to memory. Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورُ وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Four qualities of the Quran has been mentioned in this verse. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ. Maw'idha means admonishment, wa'as, nasihat, advice. Mawla Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that Quran شروع سے اخیر تک نصیحت ہی نصیحت ہے. Open from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, right to Surah Nas, it is only advice and advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, counseling us. And it is shifa'u lima fi sudur. The spiritual maladies that we have, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, the malice, whatever it may be, love of dunya, love for haram things, the Quran is a cure for those spiritual maladies. And of course, it is a cure also for our zahir sicknesses that we have. So it is a shifa, it is a cure for us. Wahuda, it is a guidance. Ulama al-Mufassirin have mentioned it is the road to wusul ilallah, to reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the pathway making us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More than 6,000 verses. More than 6,000 verses. Like signposts. Boards. Giving us directions to our destination. Wa rahma, it is a source of mercy. In this dunya also, a person who recites Quran, a person who learns Quran, his heart is attached to Quran, he will enjoy the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the qabr also, the Quran will defend him from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the akhirat, we have heard so many virtues, especially of that person who has become a hafiz of the Quran. Hum ahlullahi wa khasatu, they are the household of Allah. They are the so-called family of Allah. Wa khasatu, and the very special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many virtues we hear all the time in so many hifz, khatams and jalsas. A hafiz of the Quran will take 10 people from his family who were going to Jahannam because of their sins. And they were going to Jahannam. And he will be given the opportunity to seek intercession on behalf of these 10 people who are going to Jahannam. And he will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them from the fire of Jahannam. And Allah will accept his intercession. He is a real flag bearer of Islam.
In a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala. From amongst the things where we are showing reverence and respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three things have been mentioned. But amongst these three things is making ikram, honoring a hafiz of the Quran. A hafiz of the Quran is no ordinary person. He's a chosen and selected person. Every person does not become a hafiz of the Quran. It is only that person whom Allah chooses. We all have the desire and have that niyat, inshallah. And make some attempts. I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, a brother from Port Elizabeth, elderly person, if I'm not mistaken, he was a doctor. In his 60s, he became hafiz of the Quran. And this continues throughout many places. Person is by hearting, learning Quran at home. So many women folk became hafiza on their own, learning Quran. So it is a special favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can enumerate all the virtues of a hafiz of the Quran, that his parents will be given that crown. And the brilliance of that crown will outshine the brilliance of the sun of this world. The sun of this world, when we look directly into the sun, we are unable to stand and look directly and stay at the rays of the sun for a long period of time. After a few seconds, we just look down. But that crown that the parents will be wearing, it will outshine the brilliance of that sun. As the hafiz will be told, Iqra, wartaqi, wartil, read and ascend, carry on reading and read in a beautiful manner. And your manzil, your station, your house will be at the last verse that you recite in Jannat. Can you imagine how high his palace will be in Jannah? ND 843-842, kindly move your car. So there are so many virtues. But there are certain conditions attached. Certain conditions attached. And this is my message today, especially for young Hufaz who are completing. And also the others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected you. Allah has made your sina, your heart, that place where this Quran is now being preserved. Realize what a great amanat you have been entrusted with. Hazrat Maulana Sulaiman Choksi Sahab Damat Barakatum Darum Zakaria, just the other day in the Hibs Khatam, he had mentioned a very beautiful story to make us understand the value of this Quran Majid. It's not something to be neglected. Not something that a person just gives away, abandons. This is a lifelong responsibility that Allah has entrusted us with. We have to preserve it. And that is why the very first duty of a hafiz of the Quran, of course, tonight I'll make a humble appeal. If you have not as yet the hafiz of the Quran, read 2 rakat nafil shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you give me the tawfiq. Allah, it was only your kindness that you actually helped me and showed me this day where I have completed the Quran in Majid Bahat. 2 rakat shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then of course our 5 times daily salat. Imagine becoming hafiz of the Quran and we're not sin for fajr. The poet says, عَجِبْتُ مِنْ صِحَةٍ وَمِنْ جِسْمٍ. MashaAllah, the person is so handsome. What a powerful, what a solid body he's got. Very muscular. He can carry so much of weights and so many reps he can do. And look at his muscles. عَجِبْتُ مِنْ صِحَةٍ وَمِنْ جِسْمٍ وَمِنْ فَتَنَّامَ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. That young boy, energetic, but he is fast asleep Fajr time. Fajr time he is fast asleep. وَالْمَوْتُ لَا تُؤْمَنُ خَطَفَاتُهُ فِي ظُلَمِ اللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِي. When mort strikes the darkness of the night, nobody is safe from it. Whether you're young or old, you have that opportunity. Amongst those people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade but the shade of Allah, shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillahi azza wa jal. That youngster who grew up nurtured in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine these young boys. Young, the age. And mashallah, we see them frequenting the masjid. Many times you see them in the first saf, reading Quran. How happy a person becomes to see youngsters like this. So it is a motivation for other youngsters also. If I cannot become a hafiz, if it's difficult for me, at least I must recite the Quran. I must frequent the masjid. I must come in the first saf. So to understand the value of this Quran Majid, Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi gives an incident of himself. This is when I was a young boy. And I just started madrasa. My mother was so happy. So she gave me a diamond ring. Little boy I was. My mother gave me this diamond ring. I was so happy. And I should go to the madrasa, come back home. And one person saw me. Every day I'm going up and down and he saw this diamond ring. I was a young boy, innocent little boy. Gullible. Didn't understand what the value of this diamond was. So this man comes to me with a sweet. And he tells me, would you like this sweet? Of course, as a young child, any person, any child, you show him a sweet, immediately he'll want it. Some child will grab it. Some child look at the father's face. But he wants, his heart is towards that sweet. And this person says, you've got this ring? Why don't you suck it and see? Take a bite on it and see if anything, any taste you are getting. So he said, I did it. Nothing from the diamond ring. And I saw there's no taste in it. Then he gives me this beautiful, sparkling sweet. And then I began to enjoy it. He said, any enjoyment you get? He said, oh, yes, yes. He said, I'll give you a whole packet of sweets. Red, green, different colors. Why don't you just give me this ring of yours? So as a young boy, gullible, I gave him this diamond ring and I took the packet of sweet. I was so happy, I came running home. Ma, dekho. See what I brought today. Different colors of sweets. But I said, oh, we are so nice. Who gave you this? He said, no, I exchanged it. I gave that other ring. So useless it was. I gave it to one man, one uncle, and he gave me this, kind uncle, he gave me this packet of sweets. Somebody said, ay, oh, beta, what have you done? This diamond ring, the qeemat, the value of this ring, you don't know. You didn't know what it was. And you exchange it for this sweets. These sweets, you'll eat it and you get finished. If you had the diamond ring, till you die, you'll be getting so much of sweets. My respected brothers and elders, the Quran in Majid that we have is far more valuable than the diamond as well. وَخَيْرُ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And therefore, especially in these times, ulama, huffaz especially, for all of us, we have to be very wary of the environment. Therefore, stay in good company. And the best company is the company of your parents. Stay in their company. Be in the company of the masjid. Be with good friends, not with those friends who will give you those sweets. You know what I'm referring to? And then, khalas, your life is ruined. Your life is ruined. Stay away from all those people who take you towards zina, towards music, towards filth. We call it peer pressure. So you'll give in, you'll follow them, because you don't want to feel bad. But on the day of Qiyamah, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ ذِكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. On the day of Qiyamah, this person who joined evil company, he was misled by Shaitan and these people. And he thought this person was a bosom friend, a very close friend. But he took me to all those haram places. I committed zina. I took drugs. I became an alcoholic. My parents threw me out of the home. When I got married, I lost my wife, my children. I thought this person showed me a good way, a good place in this world, a good life in this world. So the person will begin to eat up his hand. When you're anxious, you bite your fingers, your fingernails. Yeah, he will actually bite his hand. You see, why didn't I follow the Rasul of Allah? Why didn't I follow the Quran and Sunnah? Why did I take that certain person as my friend? He misled me. So before all this happens, before we mess our life up, stay in good company. If we slip, tawbah, istighfar, Allah's doors of forgiveness, of mercy and forgiveness and maghfirat is open for us. But deliberately, let us not burn our fingers. And this is a message for a hafiz, for alim, for all of us, young and old. The various challenges that we are going through. So just as we find that the rewards of a hafiz of the Quran are so great, the responsibility is so great. And he has to preserve this Quran. Not just become a Ramadani hafiz. Ramadan time comes, then I'm growing my beard. Whole year I have shaved my beard. I'll be playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then I want to perform Taraweeh. I haven't made door the entire year. Now I'm struggling and I can't read. I tell my friend, you read for me tonight. What a joke this is. Ta'ahadul Quran. Rasul says, preserve the Quran. Hafiz has to make door, has to revise the Quran. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُوَ أَشَّدُّ تَفَصِّيًا مِنَ الْإِبِرِ فِي عُقُولِهَا. You tie a camel with a knot, with a rope. It's tied well. But if it breaks that knot, it escapes. It is impossible to retrieve that camel. It's difficult. It's gone to the desert. You cannot chase it and catch it. A hafiz of the Quran, who learned the Quran, and then he did not make his door. This Quran escapes from his heart faster than that camel has broken from that rope. The punishment for a person who, after learning Quran, is abandoned it, his head will be smashed with a boulder on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah save us. One hadith, he'll wake up as a person who has got leprosy. Rasulullah mentioned, I was shown the good deeds and the rewards of good deeds. Even the little twig that is found in the masjid, some straw, and a person picks it up and the reward he gets for that. Even that much I was shown. He says, likewise I was shown the sin of gunas. The punishment for sins, the punishment for sins. And he said, I've never seen a punishment worse than the punishment of that person who learns the Quran, or ayats of the Quran, ثُمَّ نَسِيَهَا, and then he forgets it. This is a serious thing. MashaAllah, whilst you are so happy, and you should be happy today. Hafiz of the Quran, indeed, for him, for his ustad, for his parents, they made such sacrifices. They were waiting to see this Mubarak day, and may Allah Ta'ala accept these hufas, their asatiza, their madrasa, their parents, their family, all those who contributed in them achieving this great occasion, a momentous occasion of becoming a hafiz of the Quran. So responsibility is great. And now let us, after becoming a hafiz of the Quran, master the recitation of the Quran. Learn how to read Quran properly. Inshallah, these boys, the tajweed is good. But they have to polish it. We have to fine-tune it. Read Quran, like how it was revealed. And alhamdulillah, we have got many, many hufaz and qurra who can teach us the different makharij, sifat, and aspects of tajweed and qira. And also try and understand, what am I reading? The meanings of the Quran. You've got an advantage. You've already learned the Quran. Now you're going to learn the meanings of the Quran. What is my Allah asking me? What is my Allah commanding me? What is my Allah telling me? What is my Allah stopping me from? Then you will enjoy what you have achieved. So make an effort also, inshallah, to learn the meanings of the Quran and Majid. Like this, there are so many other responsibilities. And inshallah, your ustad will explain to you all, because your madrasa is Madrasa Ibadur Rahman. And wa Ibadur Rahman, the 19th para, Allah has given different qualities of who are the real servants of Rahman, of Allah Ta'ala. Beautiful qualities like humility. When you see love, futile things taking place, we just go past. People argue, fight, we just say salam. We don't entertain the arguments. We don't get into any brawl, any fight. We control our gaze, we control our tongues. this heart, Allah Ta'ala make it such that it's always full of light and nur. And this Quran that we have brought into our Sina, it must be a means of our najat in the akhirat. It must show us our way, even in the world. Allah must protect us from all the darknesses that we are seeing around us, that engulf us. And we must become a means, a light, a torch for hundreds and thousands of others around us. Become such a youngster that other youth see you and you become an inspiration for them. You become an inspiration for them. They must want to read namaz like how you are reading. Your recitation will be such that it motivates another hafiz of the Quran also to complete his hifz and to recite properly. Your actions must be such that people must be desirous of having like your the action that you are performing. A hafiz and a non-hafiz, the qualities differ. The distinct qualities of the hafiz of the Quran. Whereas everybody else is sound asleep at night, a hafiz of the Quran, of course not the entire night, but there should be some time that you are reciting Quran. In your home, you're a hafiz of the Quran. You have memorized the Quran. Now it doesn't mean we finish the Quran, we close the Quran, put it on the shelf, and finish. No. It must be recited all the time because you brought barakah in your house. Wherever you were going, there was barakah. So may Allah give us the tawfiq and hidayah to make amal, inshaAllah. Especially these young hufaz who have completed today. May Allah Ta'ala make them, make the hifz solid. They must know the Quran well. And they must recite in the most beautiful way. They must become good qurra. And Allah give them tawfiq of becoming ulama. But most important, they must become solaha. Not just a hafiz of the Quran. Not just alim of deen. They must become pious. Become a wali of Allah. Become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah must use them for many, many others also becoming, coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah we'll have these three hufaz and after that a very short dhikr and dua inshallah. Hafiz Muhammad, Muhammadi inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين لا يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
حافظ محمد اختر مولى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا، ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا، فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون. فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين، وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
حافظ محمد کروڑیا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون فراغ إلى أهله فجاء بعجل سمين فقربه إليهم قال ألا تأكلون فأوجس منهم خيفة قالوا لا تخف وبشروه بغلام عليم فأقبلت امرأته في صرة فصكت وجهها وقالت عجوز عقيم قالوا كذلك قال ربك إنه هو الحكيم العليم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين آمين.
عشان جزاكم الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. When the Quran is completed, du'as are accepted according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our hajat and needs. Allah ta'ala forgive us all our sins and make the du'a for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu laka ash-shukr kulluhu la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayt ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin wa ya akhir al-akhirin. ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما. يا الله ہم کمزور ہیں يا الله ہم ضعیف ہیں يا الله ہم مجرم ہیں يا الله يا الله بری دون your فضل and kindness my Allah your فضل and kindness your mercy upon us my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us witness, Ya Allah, the khatam of the hifz, Ya Allah, of these three youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the hifz of Quran. Accept them, their parents, their asatis, all those who made mehnat on them, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them for any wrongs they have done, my Allah. Any mistakes they have made, my Allah. Ya Allah, to the barakat of the khatam of the Quran, my Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, your ishq, and the ishq of Nabi Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become righteous and pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have got too many shortcomings, deficiencies in us, my Allah, weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are failing miserably, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, but you are Rauf and Raheem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving and so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are slipping and falling, my Allah. But my Allah, you are the one who
who makes us stand up again, my Allah. Allah, you are the one who favors us, my Allah. Allah, you are the one who forgives us, my Allah. You are ghafir azam, qabil atub. My Allah, you are ghafar. Allah, you are ghafar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub. Ay maliki kareem, ya Allah. We know we have done wrong, my Allah. Zalamna anfusana. Zalamna anfusana. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. But my Allah, if you don't forgive us, if you don't have mercy upon us, then we will be true losers, my Allah. Complete losers, my Allah. Ya Allah, we on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen to us then, my Allah? Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of Jahannam. Protect us from Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allah, keep us in good company, my Allah. Make us salih, my Allah. Make us pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, whatever bala has come upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, especially this virus, my Allah. Ya Allah, 1 year has passed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not bound by time, my Allah. But, eh, Malik Kareem, you have said, ud'uni astajib lakum. Make dua to me, supplicate to me, I will answer your duas. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. To the barakat of the Qur'an Majeed, my Allah. Remove this bala completely, my Allah. Let us never see an occasion again when our masajid are closed, my Allah. Let us never see an occasion when the ummah is so parishan, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Especially those who have passed on recently, my Allah. Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the highest of stages in jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Grant them calm, will shifa, my Allah. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more with iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us the day of Qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Do not take away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Make us follow the way of Nabi Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. From every type of fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, if he appears, my Allah, Ya Allah, do not make us become, Ya Allah, deceived by Dajjal. Make us be in the group of Hazrat Mahdi and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those special people, my Allah, who you will protect, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got different hajat and needs. Ya Allah, our brothers, my Allah. And especially in the time of the khatam of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. We've got young, masoom children sitting in this gathering. Elderly people, my Allah, with white beards, my Allah. Mothers and sisters sitting at home, my Allah. The Hufaz and Ulama sitting here, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for the beshumar ni'mat you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove all our difficulties, pareshani, Ya Allah. Whatever pareshani we have, remove it completely, my Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات يا الله all those who requested duas my Allah on this occasion except the jais murad also حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما Allah give us barakat in our lives my Allah barakat in our rozi my Allah make us acquire only halal and tayyib my Allah make us use it in the correct ways ya Allah protect us from zina protect us from riba protect us from every guna my Allah ya Allah Open your doors of Haramain Sharifin again, my Allah. Open your doors of Haramain Sharifin, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people had made irada, they were ready to go for Hajj last year, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is not possible, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive them this year now, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله make our children become the coolness of our eyes آنکی ٹھنڈک بنا یا اللہ make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء اتقیاء ابرار مقربین مقبولین یا اللہ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين